Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends. Thank you so much to Johan Els, and thank you for something else. Spectrum, I always call this a joyride. Why? Because of the feedback we get from people, you know. And people would say, who is that man with such a majestic voice over the airwaves? I say, it's Johan Els. And they go like, what? I got to meet him. Yeah, man, you must pay a visit at Radio Pulpit when he's around. And if you're in Cape Town, because most of you guys are in Cape Town, just check on him. Check on him. Check where he's at. And invite him for coffee in your parliament. Yeah, at least to open up with a prayer. That would be nice. For a change. In the meantime, Thursday Live, the name of the show, I'll be talking to Apostle Phumlamfene, and hopefully I will touch base with Pastor Green, Evangelist Green in Daveyton. Let's start it this way. I don't know if you remember Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Wake up, everybody. You don't say be woke. Now you know the woke culture is not it. They say, wake up from the slumber and start serving the Most High. There's so much He has placed just at your disposal so that you can make meaning of this life and impact upon a life of an individual at the farthest of corners. Enjoy.
Busetsa kgwebo ya gago maemong a yona ka go ikwalakwatswa go Radio Pulpit. Re na le mengwaga ya go feta 40 re le moyeng, ebile re na le batheeletši ba potego ba go feta 400,000. Re fetoga le mehla le mabaka. Re na le ditirelo tša go fapana-fapana tše di tla thušang go kwalakwatswa kgwebo ya gago. Go humana dintlha ka botlalo, letsetša SANNET go 0-32-334-254. Goba o romele email go sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. O ka romela le lentšu le advertise ka SMS go 3-7-8-7-1. Ditifišo tša setlwaedi di a šomišwa.
Harold Melvin of the Blue Notes, the beautiful song indeed, I should say. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We won't have the Apostle Phumlamfene. I'm just calling her, and perhaps people are on holiday. Can you believe it, man? It's already December. And Pastor Makamu is not available. I don't know why. Maybe, I think, it is the traffic jam somewhere, somehow, or, you know, it's in the middle of the road instead of being at home at this time, I understand. I'll try to connect with Pastor Green in Daveyton and talk about the role of rebuke, but also he will share his experiences and how rebuke was able to shape what he has become. And we will touch base with him regarding that. Pastor Green, greetings to you. Pastor Green, greetings to you.
Greetings, Pastor Ray. Praise the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Greetings, all.
Are you well?
Yeah, God is good.
Yeah, are you well, Pastor Green? Pastor Green, are you well? You can hear a person opening up a Bible there. But what we will do, look, I'm going to introduce the topic for tonight for everyone, you know. We are going to touch base on that. And today it's a very easy topic. Yes. Pastor Green, you know what? Because your phone always gives me a problem, what you can do it is to send your responses via the voice note. It will be better. Yep. Yes, via the voice note, because honestly speaking, you are cutting. I can't hear you clearly. So
okay, I think it's better like that, Pastor.
Yes, if you do it via voice notes, because now it may be sounding well, and as we talk, it would start to cut again. But yeah, as many voice notes as you can, I think plus minus six or seven of them. And then I will send you. Let me start with the first question. What is rebuke? And what is the attitude of people towards rebuke? Then I will hang up so that you can send a voice note. All right, Pastor Green?
Okay, my pastor. I'll do so.
All right, then. Pastor Green there. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much. In a mighty way.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Tapelo ya motho yo lukileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhagamelwane ya yona.
All right, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends, you and I are. We are talking about the role of rebuke or reproof. The role of rebuke or reproof. Look, you can speak about it from the perspective of the family. You can speak about it from the perspective of work and the professionals. In the church, amongst believers, you can speak about it in terms of admonishings, what it is all about, and of course also rebuke and its role and how it is meted. You can speak with regards to that. Now, much of the times people would say, well, it's a rebuke for what? It's a rebuke for sin. It's a rebuke also for faults. It's a rebuke for wrongs done. And we know that the word of the Most High speaks with regards to this. In 2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 10, it says, whatever case comes to you from your brethren who dwell in their cities, whether of bloodshed or of offenses against law or commandment, against statutes or ordinances, you shall warn them, underline that, you shall warn them, lest they trespass against the Elohim and wrath come upon you and your brethren. Do this, and you will not be guilty. Do this, and you will not be guilty. Now, much of the times I think we find ourselves at situations where we have to irrevocably take on the responsibility of reproof or rebuke. It can be in the family, it can be at work, it can be at church, it can be amongst people you associate with, it can be even in the community, the role of rebuke and reproof. Now, even nationally, the role of rebuke and reproof is very important. Now, much of the times, I ask myself this question. What are the things that the church sees which are rebukable, which should be rebuked amongst us in the nation, in our families? Look, man, at times we rebuke and then there are repercussions. When we rebuke, we may get retaliation. When we correct, when we bring reproof, we may be called holier than thou. We may be called emotionally abusive, especially in families, when we rebuke. Because people are taking on license to do as they please, and others with flattery and deception and lies, man, you find these things really taking place. And now one has to check as to the role of rebuke. Towards your children, towards one another, spouses, rebuke in the family setting, relatives, ill behavior, faults or wrongs done, the need for reproof with regards to that. And today, why do we find many people being afraid to rebuke? Especially in the churches we find that. In the family we find that, because when you rebuke, it's called abuse, then cops are called on you, It's a 16-day activism. You are going to jail. And come up January. And sometimes one has to check as to whether in the church when you rebuke, who do you rebuke? Because there are some people who had rendered themselves irrebukable. You can't tell them a thing, man, otherwise they withhold the tithe. So other people are afraid of rebuking Ukuza. They are afraid of Ukuza because they think somehow, if I rebuke, I actually will be told I'm holier than thou. I'm too judgmental, too condemning. All those kinds of things will be said. That's the sad part of it. Now, what is its role and what are the benefits of rebuke? If we speak about this, what does the word say? How has rebuke able to bring you where you are? Recently, I met this other great superstar at Tunisia, and she was singing, and she says to one of my daughters, she says, I was raised by this man, and sometimes the rebuke is just too painful. And I would cry because of the discipline. But look at me now. I'm an international superstar, you know. And it's one of those things. But what is the role of rebuke? What is the role of rebuke? If one looks into it, where do we place rebuke? Send me your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. What is the role of rebuke these days? And are we those kinds of people who can say we understand rebuke and its stance? Or we have gone on to actually say rebuke has no place anymore. Everyone has a right to do what they are pleased of doing. Everyone can do whatever they want to do. Everyone can just do as they see fit. Do we understand the role of rebuke, the role of reproof? And these days, why? Even those in leaderships, in pastorships, are afraid of rebuking. And parents are afraid of rebuking their children because their children can walk away. Man. And yeah, they're just scared, you know. Others are afraid of rebuking because they think they're afraid of a retaliation. Others are afraid of rebuking. Retaliation be sanctions. You know, we might not buy you the suits we buy you, Pastor, because you seem now to be jumping the barrel. People are afraid of rebuking. You know, people are afraid. Messages are sugar-coated these days. They don't make someone to be the salt of the earth, but you just become a gem, you know, sugar-coated to such a great extent that this is killing. That is why I was reading this one in 2 Chronicles 19, verses 10. Whatever case comes to you from your brethren who dwell in their cities, whether of bloodshed or of offenses against law or commandment, you shall warn them. Now, that's a law. It says, you shall warn them, lest they trespass against the Elohim and wrath comes upon you. So if you don't rebuke, and people will trespass, your family will trespass, your children will trespass, because you don't. Look, if you have rebuked, they trespass. That's another story. If you don't rebuke, you withhold rebuke, and they trespass, it says, then wrath will come upon you. Ah, you believe well. Lest they trespass against the Elohim and wrath come upon you and your brethren. Do this and you will not be guilty. So when we don't rebuke, when we don't correct, we become guilty before the Father. Let me welcome the Apostle Paul Mlamfene. Greetings to you, apostles. I trust you are well. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Good to you, Muruti, and all our wonderful listeners out there. And thank God we share.
Amen. 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 Are you well, though? It's a festive season. It's hot.
Joe. Hi, hot is an understatement. Hey, we are busy. It's like boiling hot.
Yeah.
She has 30, you know, so she look.
Yeah. I see people are rushing to the coast. People are rushing to the coastline, and people are not afraid of the Atlantic Ocean and its cold breeze. They are going on.
You know?
Yeah, they are going on like nobody's business, you know. It's amazing. Yeah. Look, we are talking about the role of rebuke today, and we are talking about it from all perspectives. It can be from the church, from the work environment. But these ministers and pastors who can't even rebuke their leaderships because their leadership knows some secrets about them. About them. Or others cannot rebuke the people, some of the people, because these people are bringing a lot of dough into the church, man. They're bringing quite a lot of money into the church. And so they don't rebuke them because of that. And others don't rebuke others because of their social standing. These are political leaders. Hey, this is a member of parliament. You can't rebuke this guy, man. Hey, he'll talk about you in his next campaign. Or he might leave and go, and all his followers might go with him. You know, there are those political leaders when they come into your church and some of the people come with them. And they come with them. You know, they come there, they say, I want to fellowship here. Before you know it, you have extra 20,000 members. And now this guy starts to do something wrong, and you're afraid you might lose that 20,000 members and go back to your 60 members, 45 members. And you go like, yo, I can't handle that anymore. So you choose to keep quiet, or you choose to not rebuke. You choose to give it a blind eye. You choose to actually ignore what is happening. But when it is those bo Rantlwana Ray, Wamiti Ray Rantlwana, Elbo Ray Rantlwana, you rebuke them to pieces and shreds.
Come on.
But when it is these guys, you don't.
Yeah.
Some of the people, we don't rebuke them because the law protects them. Can be your children also.
True.
You can't rebuke them now because they'll run and show you clause 5, what in the Constitution. And there you go, yes. And you can't rebuke some people. You can't rebuke them. Lest you go to jail, man. And we see these things really coming across. The second verse is in Job 11, verse 3. Should your empty talk make men hold their peace? And when you mock, should no one rebuke you? The very aspect of letting things be and saying it is what it is, when people are sinning and when people are preaching, you know, using the pulpits so wrongly, promoting empty talks, just motivations, and there's no turning from sin, loving the Father, glorifying the Father, honoring the Father, nothing. It's just stories about trips to Singapore. Hey, Vanna. You know, at some stage, we will suffer the brunt of the wrath of the Father because we don't rebuke. And preachers, parents, bosses are afraid. Bosses are afraid because, hey, I'm in a very heavy union. So you don't rebuke Ray because he's in a heavy union. And this union is also joined by the fastest growing party in Africa. Yo! And you know, if they can come here, they will mess you. They are former judges and all those things there. And you go like, ay. Let me just keep quiet and do as if I don't see this. And this guy is messing up on air. You don't rebuke them. And they're messing up the message. They're supposed to spread the message of the Father, and they are not. They're just speaking riddles and all those kinds of things that are contrary to salvation. And the wrath of the Father comes upon you. We should be careful. Apostle, what comes to mind? What is the role of rebuke?
Yeah, when I told you, I'm looking to tell you very serious and very critical. when you read in the book of Luke chapter 17, verse 3 to 4, if your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them, and if they repent, forgive them. So now the reason why there should be a rebuke is because people must be made aware that somehow bafambotse. I can understand, you know, when I live out to Jim and Lislo, Baho offend or bafambole ba sa bone. So those people, when they are rebuked, are inki personal. Understand? So, and then they would acknowledge, or, no, I know, can neti. Ntho ongkhalemelang yona ke nnete. But like as I say, the reason why with the rebuke, so that they can be repentant and also they can be forgiveness. So now when we don't repent, so we continue to err, we continue to falter. And when you continue to falter, then you begin to go deeper into error. And probably a level in your life where, because you refuse to take rebuke, we're gonna so deep that there is no amount of rescue that can be able to rescue you out. Because now we are beyond repentance. Hence, I said, one of the main reasons that rebuke is so that people can repent from their ways. And then also when you offended somebody, and when they rebuke you, you repent, and so that you can be forgiven. Where we have read in the book of Luke, chapter 17, verse 3 and 4.
Yeah.
Or even if they sin against you seven times in a day, and the seven times they come back saying, I repent, you must forgive them.
Yes.
So there's a huge, huge part, yeah, rebuke that it plays in terms of us being forgiven, in terms of us also, I mean, we are a community as a church. We are the house of God. So, sharpen one another there. And when we falter, we must, you know, rebuke. I know the guy travel, but unfortunately, with all these boundaries, avoiding to be rebuked. Well, listen to me, it's very sad. You know, there are certain people, Baba Tsepileng, others who are stronger than everybody else. So when you rebuke them, then they will call them on you. Understand? So Lou and I need to tread carefully, because whatever muto connected, they never talk about sharia.
Hey.
Somebody never learned to know, something. So he was rebuked. And then after rebuke, a call came in from some senior people. Participating in the rebuke, who was clearly at fault. So, man, unfortunately, it was said to where people get so offended and barely at fault. They don't want to be rebuked. You know, you become the number one enemy of the state when you rebuke people. And over once or people are comfortable in certain things and in doing. You know, I've noticed that certain individuals, they thrive, Joe, in offending people. They thrive in doing things they shouldn't do. So hence, when they get rebuked, I understand, because when they are comfortable in hurting and in provoking certain individuals, it's okay for them. It is normal. But it's not supposed to be so, more especially when there's a rebuke, those that he loves, he rebukes.
Yeah.
So we need to consider ourselves blessed and privileged that we can get a rebuke. It's either directly from God or direct from the seven Sahaitadi Beile and Kota Sarona. So now, how can I enter a mojo? And we're very dangerous. Because Hainchi people, they Baba Zamang, Olimurutine.
Yeah.
They oftentimes feel like you can't do without them.
Yes.
So now, because Lou and I have somehow made them feel that way, because a person cannot come to that extent, you cannot do without them. So to extend that, because you have made them feel like they're so important that you're a demigod. So now you tread carefully, because you are afraid that they will withdraw the support that they've been giving you. So who would withdraw? But forgetting that there's a God who's a provider. So we end up compromising. There's a lot of compromise going on, because we don't want to lose benefits. We don't want to lose certain associations. When I lead associations, they are just, they will just lead you to doom when you continue with them. But because there are these benefits that you know you can't get them anywhere, you stick it out. So lele fambula le fambula ka fela ha ona khalang o mong. So o mong lo mong o iketsa tsa boithatelo. So but like going back to the question you asked, ukuthi what's the reason ya rebuke? Number one, ke yona e o moruti hore there has to be repentance, there has to be forgiveness. Number three, also issue of maturity. If you don't accept rebuke, you will continue to be a dwarf. Because when the rebuke comes, then it gives you a chance, an opportunity for you to grow and look at yourself. Because mirror will give you a reflection of who you are. So rebuke gives you that opportunity to really check yourself and do a self-introspection. Have I gone that far? No, I can't. Let me just, you know, rethink, reconsider, and start. Do better and be a better person. But if you don't accept rebuke, Joe, we cannot grow. We cannot grow to the full stature of Christ. Remember, the whole ultimate result, we must become like Christ. We must grow to the full stature and measure of Jesus Christ. But here cannot rebuke, and we will not impact anybody. You know? And about how cannot rebuke, Joe, given our very problematic, you know, and even new people come to church. These are the very people who will give new people a hard time. But what about Chava Kenneva, Baba Lea, what's available in our Tavaso?
Sure. I hear you quite well. We are talking about the role of rebuke and what it is even all about. And I trust and believe the Father will bless you so much in a mighty way. Send us your WhatsApps, man. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's get to read from your WhatsApps as to what the role of rebuke is. The number is 0826572729. Tonight I'm with the Apostle Phumlamfene, and of course, Evangelist Green, Pastor Green is also with us. You've heard in the beginning of the show. And we're touching base on this, the role of rebuke, what it is all about, and at times why many people shake away. You know, they don't want to be associated with this process of rebuke. And it's quite sad. What is the role of rebuke? Why are other people not rebuked? Why are we afraid of rebuking them? Even when they do wrong, we keep quiet, especially these movements and organizations of pastors and churches, man, they keep quiet when other people are doing wrong. And when others are doing wrong, yeah. The noise is deafening.
Join Given and Shal for I Am Live every Friday evening at 6. Here they welcome young South Africans to engage in insightful conversations and meaningful discussions about issues that matter. Listen live on Radio Pulpit 657 AM or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
All right, Evangelist Green, let's hear what he said about this. Evangelist Green? All right, I seem not to be getting him quite clearly there. I don't know why. We will try by all means to get to the bottom of this. What is wrong with this? I don't know, man. Okay. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And talk to us directly there. We are keen to hear from you. Why are we withholding rebuke? What is rebuke? What is the role of rebuke? And, of course, also, what is the impact of rebuke? And these days, can we say without a doubt, we understand what the role of rebuke is? Or have we gone on to actually become some of those who have kept quiet on this issue. What is the role of rebuke? It is the question I'm asking. Evangelist Green, I've transferred, you know, his messages to another device, because that one, I can't hear a thing.
Good evening, Pastor Ray. Good evening to all the listeners. May the Lord bless us all. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
May God be with us. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, we are talking about the role of rebuke. Pastor Ray, the other meaning for rebuke, it means to warn people. It means to correct people. Hallelujah. It means to when somebody's on a wrong way, to lead a person to a right way. Hallelujah. So to rebuke is not, it can be harmful for the person who is stubborn, who don't want to listen. But those that are willing, it works for them. I've got a verse here that I want to read, Pastor Ray. It's found in the book of Ezekiel chapter 3. If you have your Bible, you can read with me. Hallelujah. I'm going to read from verse 17. The Bible reads as follows. This is God speaking to Ezekiel. Son of man, I've made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, hear a word from my mouth and give them a warning for me. First of all, verse 17, Pastor Ray. The rebuke must be a word that comes from God. The rebuke must be God giving us instruction. Hallelujah. It must not be because of our own desire. We must rebuke people in the line and in the will of God. Just hear what verse 18 say. When I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, that same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. This is how important rebuke is, Pastor Ray. This is very, very important. God give us instruction to rebuke or to warn or to whatever we want to name it, hallelujah, to correct the people. But God say, if I say to the people, you are wrong, and I give you instruction to warn the people, to rebuke the people, to correct the people, and you do not do it. God is saying to us here in Ezekiel chapter 3 verse 18, that same person will die in his sin, but his blood will be required from us. Hallelujah. It will be required from our hands, because God has given us the instruction to warn this person, or to correct this person, or to rebuke this person. Hallelujah. This is what some people are afraid to do. This is what some churches are afraid to do, Pastor Ray. Because people want to be in favor. Or let me say, pastors want to be in favor of the people. Pastors want to agree with the wrong things that people do, so that they can be in favor. But God is not talking the same thing. Just hear what the Bible says in Ezekiel 3 verse 19. He said, yet if you warn the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. In other words, if we do what God tells us to do, to rebuke, to correct, or to warn, and that person don't listen, Pastor Ray, that is not our problem anymore. That is now between God and that person. We have saved ourselves. We have cleansed our hands from the blood of that person. So that is, rebuke is very important. We have to rebuke the person because of his wrongdoings, because of the ways he's walking, because of what he's doing. And God wants us to do it, Pastor Ray. God wants us to warn the people. God wants us to speak to them. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I will go further now. I'm not finished yet, Pastor Ray.
Wow, Pastor Green, thank you so much. I really appreciate Thank you so much. Thank you so much. The role of rebuke, what it is even all about. And so much has been said with regards to this. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Together we are. And we are talking about the role of rebuke. What it is all about. I'm talking to Pastor Green and also Apostle Phumla Mfene. We are touching base on this issue, what it is all about. Now, much of the times we find ourselves not wanting to rebuke because we are afraid of retaliations. The Apostle Phumla spoke and says sometimes when you rebuke, you get a call from the high echelons of society. And they say, withdraw your statements or else you won't find yourself on air anymore, or you won't be able to work here anymore, or you won't be getting anything from us as a pastor or whatever. Those things are there, they happen. And people then sway away from rebuke. They'd rather talk something sweet, and they would say, there's so many things you can talk about that are sweet. Yeah, choose to speak about these things and stop poking your nose in things that don't want you. Eish. Yeah. Yeah. Too judgmental, Loena.
Yes.
We've been watching you. Yeah, yeah. Too judgmental, Loena. We've been watching you. You know? So you start to realize, hey, the guys that are holding my bread, my buttered side of the bread, hey, you know, I should be careful. Now, the word is saying in Proverbs 24:25, but those who rebuke the wicked will have delight, and a good blessing will come upon them. Now, when we rebuke, we will experience the delight of the Most High, and His blessings will come upon us. When we rebuke, His blessings will come upon us, and His delight from on high will be upon us. And we should not be afraid of losing benefits, because now this word says we will have delight and a good blessing will come upon us. So that which you think you are losing because you are rebuking, actually you can get far much more than that, because the Father will bless you Himself instead of those people who are withholding whatever it is about lemilengayon, you know. The Father will bring far much more better blessings than what anyone can do. And we need to realize that. Apostle?
Yeah, that's why initially I said, Buthata ke gore hangata we look at these people, Baba Ketang Bodhi Deni God, because we don't have allowed that, unfortunately. So once it gets to that level, because really there are certain things we permit and allow. So and remember also, you know, as you're talking and I'm listening, I'm like, but this whole thing doesn't make sense. Because when you come to church, the whole idea of you coming to church is because somehow somebody has ministered the word of God to you, using the word of God, and then you got saved, because the word of God is good news of salvation to sinners. So as a sinner, the word, you know, so now, when you came to Christ, you came simply because the word ministered and then you accepted the Lord as your personal Savior. Number one. Number two, you then took it further and you located the house of God. So that common sense says, when you locate the house of God, it means you want to learn the new way of living that was contrary to your former way of life. So, and you cannot learn a new way if you don't know how you should behave, how you should talk, how you should do things. So you then get into a community of believers. You know, you get into a community of faith so that you learn how things are done. And Banaba Mudimu, when you come to the community of faith, of believers, there's only one thing that we use as a standard, and that is the word of God. Back in the day, Joe, in some of this church, go pay. And there's this particular church where when we would go there, Muruti before Natara baby, literally, this is the word of God. I am what the word of God says I am.
Yeah.
I can do what the word of God says I can do. You know, so forth and so on. So meaning, truly, truly, the word of God is supposed to be the standard. But the problem is that when we want to encourage certain lifestyle and turn a blind eye on it. Because if you have a problem with rebuke, it means, remember, Joe, what is it that we are rebuking? We're rebuking sin. We're rebuking a particular lifestyle that is contrary to what we believe in. We're rebuking certain attitudes and certain behaviors. You know, we rebuke and you know. So now when you come in the church and then where the individual, it's unfair that you get offended when you get rebuked. And Banu, because we are building, Joe, so you make sure that you want to increase those 10 people. Isn't it?
Yeah.
So whoever increase, you will make sure that whatever ever happen. Nikema meti somebody will learn something. There's this particular church I attend. So, but it made sense now because what the man of God has started in the area. Ostatile literally kabatu who didn't know Christ at all. He didn't go steal some sheep anywhere. Ostatile kabab who were wrong, who did not even know any church hymns. Who were not even exposed to any church, even right from their homes. So as a result, they had to be taught to dipina, they had to be taught to pray, they had to be taught to fast, they had to be taught everything that had to do with the kingdom of God. But then in the process, the pastor would allow them for somehow bafambuli and not rebuke them because he was grooming them. But then you actually gauge akere hore haibo phelangeke so loko sithubekanga nawe ungachintshi kaloko. It's been 2 years, grow up. That's things we need to talk about. Finally, let's call him and now we are back. Because remember, we need to be conscious that we are building.
Yeah.
And as a building, people are watching. What is it that they're seeing that we're doing? So, her flop, we just need to reprimand one another. We don't even have to wait for Muruti or Acha to answer that rebuke. Rona kaboro na really in the house of God. Finally, let's call him and or I. Abana manje se siya ibaka. You know, I mean, truly. Isn't it? Now, and look what Nakwengojo, if it led to that level where we are rebuked, it means you've been consistent in this whole thing that you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So you are consistent in this sin, you are committed in doing it, and you know it is wrong, and you regardless, even sometimes you can even, without you realizing, preach along those lines. But some certain individuals will not even get it. They will just, it will be a tall order. Unfortunately, Joe, let the truth be told, pastoring a church in this day and age, it's a tall order. Kore, bona, rebuke bile hona he. Kore, but come to Christ just as you are. Hey, we come to Christ as we are, but we don't remain as we are.
Yeah.
And the one of the things that will help us not to remain the way we came
is rebuke. It plays a very, when a rebuke job plays a very pivotal role in the maturity of a child of God. Because if you're not rebuked, it means you're going nowhere slowly. We still want to be comfortable with the lifestyle that goes after. We still want to be comfortable with the language. Still speaks the language of the Egyptians and the Babylon, because how about to rebuke you? And when you rebuke, really, really, we must show where we disapprove this thing that you're doing that is contrary to the word of God. We must just correct when you sin. We must correct the behavior to sing sharp. But like, unfortunately, Joe, in this day and age, rebuke is a serious tall order. I said it earlier on, when you attempt it, you become the number one enemy of the state, regardless of the fact that we are encouraging the Bible to do so, to rebuke one another, even as believers. It's a good thing, but not everybody wants it. You know, next up, there are some people who are powerful cancer boost tea. Another name, and it's bitter. But the benefits are thing. When you get rebuked, it becomes bitter. You know, English people about it, the truth is bitter. So when you get rebuked, there's that bitterness. But when you allow yourself to stomach it and swallow it and allow it to form and to form you and awaken you, the results are awesome. Then you begin to bear fruits. You become a tree that bears fruit that everybody can enjoy. Like, we are not bearing fruits because simply we don't want to be rebuked. How do you bear fruits if you don't want to be rebuked? If you don't want to be
corrected, if you don't want to be corrected,
you cannot bear fruit. He has refused to be poured from one vessel unto another. He has only stagnant or one place. So people who don't want to be rebuked, have I anywhere? And when people come in who are willing to learn and go fast and go far with God, Baba, but they make their lives very miserable. They'll say, "Who do you think you are?" When I have no better religion, I will kill them. I will rush them. And I can't meet you.
Oh, what's
that? Born, if you don't take time,
the same thing. Yeah,
born in the spirit. Born, what I was here. But I'm not even sure to go carry it.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps. 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. The role and purpose and place of rebuke in our lives today. What has become a general attitude towards rebuke these days?
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564. Or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
All right. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Send us your WhatsApps. 0826572729. We need to hear as to what you make of this. The very aspect of rebuke. What is the role of rebuke, right? Wayne van Longeberg, I see you've sent a message there, but it's a prayer. I really would love to hear about rebuke tonight, my friend. What is the role of rebuke to correct people? 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there and tell us the role of rebuke and tell us what has become the attitude these days. Are people really geared towards a good attitude, or is rebuke receiving quite a backlash when it comes to rebuke? Is it getting a backlash? Are people against this? We need to hear from you. 012-334-1322. And we trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty, mighty way. May the Father bless you even abundantly so. Thank you so much to Pastor Green. And Pastor Green, what say you?
Amen. Amen, Pastor Ray. Yes, we are still on the topic. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Pastor Ray, also the Christian also need to be rebuked. Hallelujah.
Mm.
And I think especially the Christian, praise the Lord. Now, many pastors are not rebuking in the church, as I said earlier, because you don't know what is the reason. Maybe they are afraid they will lose members. Maybe they want to be in favor of the people. We don't know what is the reason that pastors are not rebuking people. And there are so many Christians that go wrong. So many Christians that do the way they want. So many Christians that behave the way they want. So many Christians that do things that is outside the line of God. So those are people that really, really must be rebuked, Pastor Ray, because they know what is right and they know what is wrong. Just hear what the Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 3 verse 20. The Bible says, again, when a righteous man turns from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because you did not give him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered, but his blood I will require at your hand. God is talking again to us. Hallelujah. When the righteous men that know the truth have turned from the righteous ways and start to commit sin, and start to walk according to the pattern of this world, and lose what God has given him, that very same person, the Bible says he will die in his sin. That very same person, his righteousness will never be remembered again. But the worst part is, Pastor Ray, his blood will be required from our hands if we do not warn him. If we do not rebuke him, if we do not correct him, then his blood will be required from our hands. Mm. So this is very important, Pastor Ray. Even the Christian need it. Even the Christian need to be rebuked. And the benefits for us as Christians is when we rebuke him, his blood will not be required from our hands. But if we don't rebuke him, he will die in his sin. But his blood will... God will require from our hands. Mm. This is very, very vitally important, Pastor Ray. We have to do this. Just hear what verse 21 say. Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man that the righteous should not sin, and he does not sin, he shall surely live because he took warning. Also, you will have delivered your soul. The Bible says if we warn the righteous man, and the righteous man listen to us, and he do what we tell him to do, we rebuke him, he turn from his evil ways, and he come back to the Lord. The Bible says that very same person shall live, he shall not die. But us, we have cleansed our hands, we have delivered our soul, we have protected, we have protection now, because we have done what is good. Remember, there's a verse in the Bible that say it's wise to win souls for the Lord. Now, this person, Pastor Ray, he's righteous. He knows the truth. But somehow, he have turned from the righteous way. Mm. He need to be rebuked. You know, I've said earlier that pastors are afraid to do this thing. We don't know what is the reason. We don't know what is going through their minds. But we know that most pastors are careful that they might lose the members. That's the reason you find sometimes people are worshippers. On a Saturday night, they do something else. But on Sunday morning, they are right in front of the church using the mic. Some other situations, the pastors know the situation. The pastors know that the people are doing things that they are not supposed to do. But the pastors allow it, Pastor Ray. This is what makes things to be so difficult. This is why God said, I will require the blood from your hands. But if we warn them, if we do what the word of God says we must do, Pastor Ray, we deliver ourselves, we protect ourselves. So we cannot go wrong. God bless you, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Green. I really appreciate it. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. What is the role of rebuke? What has become of it these days? Are we really, really serious when it comes to rebuke? Have we gone on to actually even turn a deaf ear and a blind eye towards rebuke? 082-657-2729. You can send us a WhatsApp or a voice note. 082-657-2729. You can also drop us a voice note there. Otherwise, you can talk to us directly on the line. It's 012-334-1322. That's 012-334-1322.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rate apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.